The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 26th of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Let's see, we went from, hey, it's okay, Facebook's in China. No, they're not. Yes, it looked like a couple of days ago, Facebook had gained permission to open a subsidiary in China. But as of today, the government said, no, not a good idea. According to the New York Times, Facebook no longer has permission to launch its startup now in China. The subsidiary, by the way, was called Facebook Technology, which, by the way, would cost about $30 million, all of a sudden was rejected. And you can pretty much guess why. Chinese authorities, they have some concerns, data, private debt. You get the idea. Yeah, I'm kind of saying maybe Mark Zuckerberg can see the future. Last week, he gave an interview saying that he highly doubted that Facebook could ever be successfully reached in China. Yep, looks like Zuckerberg and his Psyche Friends Network, yep, they pretty much got that one right. Hey, here's something nice to see. Netflix icons. Let's just say they could use a facelift. Apparently, the company realized, yeah, they kind of can. That's why we're going to be getting some new icons. Yeah, finally, the service's profile icons are going to get a way long overdue update. Because the ones we have right now, yeah, pretty plain Jane. They've been around for about 5 years. Now, other than new icons, looks like we're also going to get some new things from popular Netflix shows that you can use as your profile, such as Elle from Stranger Things. Netflix is saying, expect more updates and little nifty features coming real soon. Apple 6.1 LCD. Yes, you heard me say that correctly. LCD budget phone. It's going to be a little bit. Yeah, from what we're hearing, it looks like they're going to delay the launch of the new low-cost 6.1-inch iPhone, at least according to the folks over at Morgan Stanley. Why? It looks like they're having problems with the screen. And because of this, look for about a one-month delay. Now, what we do know is the OLED models, they still seem to be coming in September. But the LCD 6.1-inch, it looks to be October now. Could even be a little bit later. Saying that they may not appear till November or December of this year. So who knows what to believe? It looks like it's just going to be put off for a little bit. As far as other things we're getting about iPhone leakage, well, of course, our main man Ming, he's already said the 6.1 LCD phone will be priced from about $600 to $700. The 5.8-inch OLED version, about $800 to $900. And the 6.5-inch, yes, as you probably guessed it, the same price that you can get an iPhone X for right now, $900 to $1,000. Wow, still a lot of money. And finally, staying with Apple News and talking about Siri. How is Siri doing in the answering your questions department? Well, to give you an idea here, say you got Google Assistant. They're out there right now at about 85.5% of the time. Not too bad. Now, Alexa's not even in this list. Chances are she might be doing the best right now. Siri is at 78.5% of the time. Yep, still dead last. Now, believe this or not, this is an improvement. There was a test back on Siri in 2017. Where it managed to answer about 66.1% of the questions properly. So yeah, a little over 10% improvement. You know, I thought with all this, let's have our own little go at Siri and see how well she does. Hey Siri!
Yes?
Who put the bomp shabomp and the bomp a bomp and the ram-a-lama ding dong?
Sorry, I can't do that because I can't find music on your iPhone. But you can restore it from the App Store.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought was going to happen. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Yep, that's our website. You can find our podcast over there. Our blog and reviews, it's all up there for your choosing. Check us out on social media, too. Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter, at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community at our Slack room. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. Come be a part of the community. We'd love to have you. The News Show will be back at you tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that can happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having yourself a grand old Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.